You are listening to Real Conversations with Jacob Young. Of course, Real Conversations is sponsored by Boys Town, saving children, healing families for over 100 years. Please go to boystown.org to learn how you can help the girls and boys of Boys Town. Now, my guest this week, it's going to be incredible because it's Christmas time, and I'm actually here at Boys Town with the mayor of Boys Town and the vice mayor of Boys Town. I have Mayor Jafar and Vice Mayor Abby in the house.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you both.
Nice you to too. See you.
But not only that, we have my new co-host, Trent Garrett, in the hizzy.
In the hizzy.
What's going on? What's up? Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Well, Merry Christmas to you both.
To you
Merry
too.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on right now as far as these official titles, being mayor, being vice mayor. What does that look like for you?
So we get elected our junior year. It's May of our junior year. So going into our senior year, we do a whole campaign. We have fun little posters and different stuff like that. But then we run and we are elected by our peers. So only youth of Boys Town can vote, no adults, so that there's no bias.
Wow. That's pretty serious then.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And actually, I heard so Father Flanagan was the only adult ever to vote. Is that right?
Yes.
That's true. He was, and now no other priest can vote because Father Flanagan's a one of kind. But so now that Abby and I were elected mayor and vice mayor, we do a lot of different things. We go to a lot of different meetings. We advocate on behalf of our other peers for different things because we are really just a bridge between youth and adults in Boys Town.
Yeah.
What do you think, Abby?
I mean, I agree with Jafar completely. I think that we are kind of, when they need youth, we're the go-to for the face of, you know, we represent the student body.
That's a lot of responsibility. How does it make you feel?
It's overwhelming sometimes. But a lot of the time I am pretty excited and pretty honored that I get to represent a place that I really care about. It's really important to me.
I love that. How big was the spread? Because y'all look like a mayor and vice mayor.
Wait, what do you mean?
he's talking like the vote. Like, how far off was the vote?
Did you
like win by a landslide?
So there was four people running, and Abby and I, we had a difference of 12.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
And then I asked for the number, and they didn't give it to me.
And then third place had a 7 out of from vice mayor to third place was 7. And then from third to fourth, it was more than 7.
Wow. All right. Nice, man. How did that make you feel?
Good, because when I was running, I was like, it's going to be Abby and I at the top, but I didn't know who was going to be who.
Did you do anything special for your campaign? Like, did you put out, you know, propaganda, we would call it, like posters? And how did it go?
I only did campaign posters with my lovely face on them,
And by the way, if you're listening, he has a lovely face.
But my posters were made by me and my family teacher Hillary because she's a great artist.
Nice. Yeah. How about you?
I did stickers and posters. My stickers were pretty popular.
I wore one.
Yeah, we got everybody to wear some. I just had to keep ordering more and ordering more. So the stickers really, I feel like, helped me a little bit.
They helped the campaign?
They definitely last longer.
Yeah.
You know, they tend to
stick around.
Oh!
Come on. How did I know that was coming?
I don't know.
Okay, Christmas time at Boys Town. Special. It's been special ever since Father Flanagan. Tell us a little bit about your experiences in Christmas time here at Boys Town.
Yeah, my experiences are different from Abby's. I don't go home for Christmas time, so I'm on campus, and we have people on campus that set up different activities for Christmas homes, is what we call them. And so we go and do different things. Like, we'll go out to the Gretna outlets out here in Nebraska, and we have like this little coupon book, and we go to certain stores, and we can get whatever that coupon says. We just do different activities that they set up, and it's a really fun time for us to do things and get along with the people that are still on campus.
What's your favorite activity?
I'd say One year we went to breakfast with Father Bays when he was still the priest of Boys Town, and that was probably my favorite.
He's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I've met him.
Yeah.
I've hung out with him a couple times. He's my boy.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Is there any bobbing for apples or anything like that going on? Or
this is what, Halloween? What? It's Christmas time.
Wait, you guys don't bob for apples at Christmas?
No.
I don't know.
Never.
Is that something they do in Virginia?
We do a really weird over there, I guess.
Tell us about your experiences with Christmas in Boys Town, Abby.
I love Christmas at Boys Town. It's definitely a time that you spend a lot of the time with the people in your house and doing activities. You get to spend time with people in the village. And it's just really festive. We do a lot of really cool things. We have a Gift of the Magi
performance every year. What is that?
I mean, how would you describe it? It's like a story that has been passed down.
I mean, it sounds like a Harry Potter theme.
It's about this couple, and they don't have enough money to buy each other presents for Christmas, and she wants to buy him something for his watch, and he wants to buy something for her hair. She cuts off her hair for money to buy something for his watch, and he sells his watch to buy the clips for her hair.
Trent, you need to cut your hair now. just saying.
I feel like I could play a major role in that.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it's definitely a very cool time, and then we go up as a whole village and watch the tree lighting ceremony, and we do Christmas in the Village, which we all pile in our vans and drive around from place to place. We do carolers. They give us, we eat pizza. We get hot cocoa. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to see real reindeer.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Reindeer really are cool. Real. Reindeer are real. Everybody should know that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, we're talking about Christmas, but you know, there's so many things that impact our lives as human beings. And, you know, obviously you came to Boys Town and you have excelled and you're in these wonderful positions now. Do you care to talk a little bit about your story, Abby?
Yeah. I was definitely born into some pretty just kind of chaos. And we have a lot better relationship than we used to have, but... So family has been a little bit rocky, but Boys Town's been able to.
Why do you think
that.
You have a better relationship with him now?
Definitely because of Boys Town, because the parenting classes that were offered to my grandparents and my dad were amazing, and all the growth that I have done here has definitely just had me look at my family life different and see the things that I can control and I can't control. And it's really built, you know, everything back up.
So it's resonating.
Yes. Yeah.
It's you know, your love is shining through and everybody's learning from you now.
Yeah.
And so going through all of, you know, that whole healing process, if you could tell your younger self back at whatever age that was, you know, happening, mm-hmm. what would you say to your younger self that, you know, with all the knowledge that you know now?
Trust the people around you.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, trust that they know what's best for you, and trust yourself is a big thing. Just trust. Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself through the process?
I'm a lot stronger than I thought that I was, and persevering has been a thing throughout my whole life, but I don't think I gave myself enough praise for how strong I was and how much I persevered through life's
celebratory
struggles.
Is so important. You have to be able to celebrate even the small moments in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it, make sure you give yourself a pat on the back, you know, because
yeah.
you deserve it.
Yeah.
We all do. Jafar, you care to talk a little bit about your experiences?
Yeah, so before Boys Town, and currently, I'm a state ward, so I'm a foster kid. Yeah, I just kept on moving. My biological father was in and out of prison. My mom was in and out of jail. And then I came to Boys Town. I asked to come to Boys Town when I was in foster care. I had enough of the foster homes and moving around and all of that. So I came to Boys Town, and my first week was a big struggle, but I got through that. And then I'm here now.
Not unlike you, I was also I was in foster care for a time in my life. I dealt with a lot of big struggles. I And my parents were divorced. I got to see my dad twice a year. It was, you know, I think by his own, you know, his own decision he did that. Because he could have saw me more, right?
Yeah.
And then he got remarried, and the only other mother I knew was my stepmother. And I was 6 years old when they got remarried. And slowly, she really got us to come visiting my dad more. It was really nice. And unfortunately, she took her life when I was in high school. And my world fell apart.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a resource. I had nobody to go to. My brothers and sisters were all grown and out of the house. I was the last one home. And it was a really, really hard time. And eventually, because of that, that's when I ended up going into foster care, because nobody was able to take care of me at that time. But what I was able to learn from that family, which was really like, I call it my first Christmas, my very first Christmas, because that was the Christmas that really changed for me. Knowing what love was, having somebody who actually cared about my future and me. So I can relate. I can relate. And I'm really proud of you guys, both of you. So you guys have come so far. You know, you're now running Boys Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. What do your peers say?
A lot of my peers that have been with me since the start are like very proud of me also. Because 1 week from today, on December 18th, is my 4 years here at Boys Town. And when I first got here, like I said, it was a struggle, but I also came right around Christmas time. And so I explained all of the traditions that I had that weren't really traditions, and they were just all bad stuff. And then Boys Town changed that, and they're like, they're seeing me how I am now, and they're proud of me.
Nice.
Yeah, and we asked Abby what she would say to her younger self. What would you say to your younger self? After all of the knowledge and love that you have in your heart right now?
Probably not to give up, because there was definitely times that I wanted to give up. It was very, very, very hard.
Yeah. Life is not easy. Mm-hmm. You know, there was never a guarantee that we would have it easy, right? God never promised us that. Mm-hmm. He gave us, you know, yeah, eternal grace and heaven, and we get all those wonderful things, but he never said it was going to be easy. And we have to go over those hurdles. We have to live into those and breathe into those challenges that approach us. And trust me, it only gets a little more complicated as you get older.
Yeah.
But you guys are on the right path.
And to really trust, like you said, you know, trust each other. You know, the support here is incredible. You know, this is my first time. Jacob's been here a number of times. But you can feel it, you know, the love and the energy here and the community that you have. It's really special. It's amazing.
What do you think is going to be the one thing you're going to take away from Boys Town when you move on your own, you're out there in the real world?
I think mine is asking for help. That's a skill that you, well, at least I have really mastered here. And just being able to reach out when I'm struggling and not think that I can go through it alone, because we can't, and just reach out to family, reach out to teachers and, you know, everybody. Support is very important.
That's very wise. Yeah.
Or as the vice mayor, you could just write a bylaw.
How about you, Jafar?
I'd probably take away, like, using your voice. I'd share that with other people, because it doesn't matter how old you are, but if you use your voice and you use it enough times, you're gonna make that change that needs to be done, and that's what Abby and I have been doing as our term as mayor and vice mayor. So,
and speaking of change, like, what are the big changes that, you know? I know you guys got something cooking, right?
Yep.
What's next? What's next for Boys Town with your changes?
We have a lot that we've worked on. We have everything small from already. Things we've already won, as we call them in our meetings, our wins. Boys weren't able to wear earrings, and that's something that our peers brought up to us, that this is how I want to express myself. So we got that, something very little like that, to...
I wouldn't say that that's little. I'd say that that's, you know, there's a lot of people that have a strong feeling about that, right?
Yeah. To more support at girls' sports, to something I'm really pushing for is rewriting our... developing positive relationships class that we have here on campus. So that's your, you know, relationships, your sex ed, your just everything just rewriting the curriculum for that.
What do you think is wrong with it?
I just don't think that we are preparing our youth enough for those real world topics. You know, as youth, we have at Boys Town, we have such warped perceptions of what healthy relationships look like, whether that's with family members or love relationships, friendships. And that's real conversations that we need to have. You know, what are red flags? What do boundaries look like with family members, with love relationships? So that's something that I'm really, it's important to me.
I think that's incredibly powerful. Nice.
We are going to be supporting the women's basketball team. I think we're going to a game.
We are
going
to go to the game.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So if there's anything that we could do to help.
Cheerlead?
You know, Jacob has some
pom-poms. Yeah. I was going to say, do you have some pom-poms we could donate to Trent? But I guess I already got thrown under the bus on this one.
You got long hair too now. You can't get away.
It's all right. I'll throw some pom-poms up.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
What about you, Jafar?
Yeah, so on my personal agenda that I've had when I started was number one was getting the earrings because that has been something that has been a long time coming. And so we got that and we accomplished it. And then the attendance to girls sports is very low. And it did increase a little bit this year because we tried new things like having more initiatives and stuff to bring people more. And we had that. And then cell phones, we are not allowed to have any cell phones on this campus. But cell phones are a big part of now, and it's going to be a big part of the future. And going alongside with developing positive relationships, like a cell phone, you can get in trouble or you can have a great relationship of the outcome of a cell phone.
It's really about respecting it, right?
Yeah, it's a powerful tool. And, you know, just like that Spider-Man line, with great power comes great responsibility, right? Being able to...
All right, Spidey. Did you get that quote from a Marvel?
Yeah, no, Spider-Man.
Okay,
come on, DC.
Okay, DC. Is it? No, I think
it's Marvel.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Spider-Man's Marvel, dude.
I'm not good at these.
Apparently. So okay, so if you know you're going out, you leave Boys Town. You've had this wonderful experience here. What is your next chapter, Abby? What do you want to do with your life?
I definitely want to go to college. That's something I never thought I would accomplish, but here we are. I just got accepted into my dream college.
Woo!
Yeah. So that's really exciting, and I'm thinking about studying public health, or just something in, like, public relations. You know.
To give back.
Yes.
But that makes you happy.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. How about you, Jafar?
Yeah, I'm going to college, too, and I got accepted on a three-year Army ROTC scholarship. So I'll be going into the military after I complete my bachelor's degree. And then hopefully after the military, I want to go into politics so I can create change more than just for Boys Town.
I mean, I'm looking at you right now. I mean, you are a politician already.
Yes.
You look like sharp.
Thank you.
We were just in Virginia, and we were meeting with congressmen and women and all sorts of mayors. You definitely fit the bill.
Thank you.
And by the way, congratulations in advance, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So Christmas wishes. If you could have any wish in the world, what would be your Christmas wish, Abby?
That's a big one. I don't know. I think that providing kids the opportunity like we have at Boys Town, just across the board to everybody in the world and all the kids childhood is something that, you know, is really important, and things can go wrong, but if you have an experience like you have at Boys Town, you know, the community and just the, even if it's a little support, that would be my Christmas wish for the children to experience support and love for Christmas.
I love that. Yeah. How about you, Jafar?
So similar to that one. A few months ago, I lost one of my best friends outside of Boys Town to suicide. And if there were more programs like Boys Town, or if things, people would donate more to Boys Town for us to grow more, then we could have prevented that. By far, I know we could have. So, like, if there were people that were willing to know and learn Boys Town and to push Boys Town's mission and model more across the board, then that would stop so much, and it would make our future lots better.
I'm so sorry to hear about your friend, and it's There is. The mission here is it's so special. Mm-hmm. I wish more people knew about Boys Town too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're working on that. We're spreading the word. What's your Christmas wish, Trent?
Man. I mean, I think it's just right along with what y'all are saying. I mean, support, just massive, massive amounts of support where it's needed the most. And just the, you know, spread of love, you know, love for each other. And, I mean, there's not a better feeling in the world. I just want everyone to feel, you know, feel that.
Yeah. So...
What's your Christmas wish?
Yeah, what's your Christmas wish?
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm like a little emotional at the moment because it's so beautiful to hear you both say that. And Trent, you too. I guess stop this war that's happening right now. I mean, why do we have to fight? Life is so short. It's so fleeting. It's gone in a second. Mm-hmm. To have arguments and have the moments where we're constantly bickering at each other, or we're bickering over borders or laws, or I've had enough of it. And for me, my Christmas wish would be to stop all the fighting, stop all the wars, stop all of it internally.
Yeah.
That would be the one thing I'd wish for. And I pray for that all the time. So let's talk about this. So now you're working and say, let's go forward. You're working in healthcare. Mm-hmm. You're out of the military. What does that look like for you? What would be your ideal, like, do you want a family? Do you want, what would you love out of life as you got older?
Yeah, I want to for sure have a family, and a family that that shares the same interest as me, which is like, you know, trying to make not only the U.S. better, but the world better, and would understand like where I come from and stuff like that.
Yeah. How about you, Abby?
Yeah, family. Hopefully a big family. I don't know. I just think it's really cool. And my dream is just to be a really good mom. Like, that's just, you know, working and stuff, that's awesome career, but that's just my dream, to be a very good mom to my children.
Yeah, that's a beautiful dream. You know, when I met my wife in New York City many years ago, and I told myself, I'm never going to get married. Because I watched my brothers and sisters get divorced. I watched my parents get divorced.
Yeah.
None of them have been with the same person. They've all been divorced. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I'm obviously going to get divorced. So I was like, I'm not going to get into a relationship. And then in walks this beautiful woman one day. And I just was captivated. And, you know, she was working as a model. She was working for Guess Swimwear. She was a Victoria's Secret fit model. I was like, wow.
Wow.
I was like, wow, I'm, you know, kind of lucky. But I said to her, I said, what is it that you want? Because this is not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. What do you want? She said, I want to be a mom. I said, I want to be a dad. And here we are. But I did tell her this. When you do make that decision, make it the most important decision of your life. I said, I will never get remarried again. Mm-hmm. You're my only one. So you better get ready to go grow old with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through what I did as a kid. People, they grow apart. That happens. We know that. Handling it responsibly, that's another thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're together, and she's on this journey, and she's going to be the one and only for me forever. So I hope that, you know, that dream comes true for you, Abby.
Yeah.
And
thank
so,
you.
And also for you, Jafar.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, with parents or siblings or just, you know, peers, people you look up to, you know, you learn a lot. And it's not always from the good things, you know. And it's how you choose to react in that situation. You know, are you going to rise above it and use it as fuel to go in the right direction? You know, I'm a dad. I got an 8-year-old boy. And, you know, my parents did a lot right, and there were some things that I would never repeat. And as a kid, I'm like, man, I would never do this to my, you know, I wouldn't say this or I wouldn't do that. And so it's you know, being able to recognize that and to not fold, you know, never give up and trust and be with the people around you that share that vision and support that vision and support you. It's the most important thing to me. And so it's nice. It's beautiful that, you know, y'all were able to realize those things and not fold, not give up, yeah. You know?
Life's, I love the fuel that you said, that fuel.
Yeah, like, yep. Well, because it's energy, right? Like, mm-hmm. it's heavy. And yeah. So are you going to just succumb to that heaviness and just, you know, it's if you fall down, you get back up, you know? It is, you know, like, where are you going to channel that energy? Mm-hmm. You know, are you going to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons?
I know where you're going with this.
Lemon meringue pie? lemonade for 200? Yeah. You know, so it's really, really cool to see that. And, you know, I mean, it's a mixed bag, you know? And so it's really just about the support and the trust and, you know?
Yeah. Well said, Trent.
Thank you, Jacob. So if you were to give us a log line, like a one line, your mission, like why are you on this planet?
Do you know what a log line is?
Nope.
I don't know what that is.
Like it's like a short piece of the story.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you don't want to read the whole
sentence,
if you don't want to read the whole book, you can find out in one sentence what the book is about.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. What would you say your log line is? Like, why are you here on this planet, Jafar?
To make change.
All right.
That's a sentence.
Yeah.
I am here to make change.
Yeah. I am here to make change.
Good change. Let's put good in there. I'm here to make good change.
Really good change.
Yes.
Really, really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
How about you, Abby?
Oh, I think the first word that came to my mind is just leaving an impact on people, you know, making people feel good, making people feel loved, you know.
Yeah.
Just people, I want people to remember me for she, you know, was loving or she was caring or she was kind. Yeah. Those are the things that, yeah.
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
I know we're talking about Boys Town, but I think my first Christmas at Boys Town was something that was just never, I will never forget. Yes, I did go home.
Tell us about it.
So leading up to, you know, the Christmas pass, because we have home passes, you know, some of us that go home. We took pictures, and I just felt this was the first Christmas that I felt really like everybody wanted me to be there. And I just was so surrounded by love, and unconditional love was something that really struck me. And just the laughs and all the sisters that I have, you know, made at Boys Town, and just how they prepared me for my home pass, because that was a home pass that I was a little nervous for, you know, spending that long at home in a very long time. And they prepared me beautifully, and they, you know, it just was the first Christmas that I really felt good.
That's beautiful. Yeah. How about you, Jafar?
I would say, so at Boys Town, we have what we call Boys Town Christmas. It's the Sunday before we go on our home passes and we're done with school. So that's where everybody's there and everybody gets presents from their family teachers and from Boys Town and stuff like that. And I would say my second Boys Town or my first, my second Boys Town Christmas, I was in the Jackson home where I'm at now. And like I said, I'm a military guy. So I'm the commander of our junior ROTC here. And I wanted a Velcro name tag to go on my uniform. And that's all I was expecting, because I didn't ask for anything else. That's all I wanted. And then when I opened up this big old box, I'm like, what the heck could this be? And it was a backpack, an Army backpack. And I wanted one, but I never told anybody I wanted one. And the only thing that I could see at first was the name tag that was Velcroed to the backpack. And so I was like, awesome. And then I tried to go grab it, and it was stuck to something. And I got that Army backpack, and it legit made me cry.
I bet it did.
I've never had a gift that was, like, actually thought through until I got to the Jackson home.
That's so beautiful, man. Guys, you know, you're making my heart melt. The work that goes on here, it's really special. And I every year I try to tell more and more people about everything that goes on at Boys Town. If there's one thing you could take away from this, one piece of advice that you could give anybody about Boys Town, what would that be?
That's a big question.
I know. I ask the big questions.
Boys Town's a big place. I don't think you can say only one thing. Like, I would say, like we always say at Boys Town, there's no such thing as a bad kid, only bad environment, bad learning, bad example. And I think people need to know that because when you go outside of Boys Town and you go to like a store and you're wearing a Boys Town hoodie, people stay away from you. Or if you're like working off campus and you say what high school you go to and they're like, isn't that for bad kids? And like, well, no, it's not. I'm not a bad kid.
Right.
Like, yeah. So people should learn that Boys Town is not for bad kids. Now, maybe kids who did bad things will come here to get better, but that's for them getting better and we're not bad.
Yeah. I like that one, Jafar.
Yeah.
How about you, Abby?
I think my biggest thing would be you can turn it around. I was at a point in my life before I came into the residential treatment center here to the RTC before I came onto campus. And I just thought, yep, this is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life, you know, and I just didn't have any motivation to change. Then I came here and I realized that, you know, yeah, I thought I was so far into all of these bad decisions I've made. I can't turn it around, but you really, you can. No matter what point you are in your life, whether you're an adult, you know, a kid, a teenager, whatever, you can turn it around.
It's never too late.
Yeah, it's never too late.
Every morning you wake up, you have an intersection.
Yeah, it's normally you, Trent.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what that means. Well, I'm just so pleased to really get to know you. And I've met you before, Jafar, Abby. Of course, this is our first time meeting. But you guys are so responsible. And I feel like you guys have your stuff together. I'm not worried in the least that you're going to do great, great things. I'm really excited about your Christmas. And I'm excited about your future. And I can't wait to learn more from you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's about all the time we have for this week. But the Boys Town toll-free national hotline, 1-800-448-3000, is a 24/7 crisis resource and referral number for kids and their parents. They're there to help anyone having suicidal thoughts, risking self-harm, parenting problems, physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, stress, anxiety, anger problems, school problems like bullying, peer pressure, and chemical dependency. If you're suffering with any of these issues or you just need someone to talk to, they're there for you 24/7. So just call the Boys Town National Hotline, 1-800-448-3000. Hey, you don't feel like talking? You can text VOICE to 20121. Again, VOICE to 20121. Someone will get back to you immediately. Boys Town, saving children, healing families. Till next time, love each other and love yourself.